Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Final hour. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Mike and Kathy are enjoying a lovely vacation somewhere down in the Sunshine State, and they're not listening to me. At least I hope. They deserve a break. They'll be back Monday. I'm back with you tomorrow night for one more night. I have been delighted to sit in for Mike all week long out here from Los Angeles, live from the beautiful AM 1150 K-Talk Studios here in beautiful downtown Burbank, not far from the Michael Jackson craziness a few miles down the road. Michael Jackson died, of course, at the age of 50 today. We have been monitoring that all night, and if there is any news to report above and beyond what we already know, we will tell you about it. As I said at the top of the show, tough day for folks like me who grew up in the 70s, losing Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett at the age of 62 on the same day. And, oh, yeah, Ed McMahon. We lost him earlier this week. So that's three. That's enough. Thank you. Joining me this hour, my lovely co-host, Desi Doyen, co-host of the Green News Report, is going to be joining me here momentarily. If you don't know the Green News Report, it's because your radio station don't play it. If you like the Green News Report, please ask them to do so. They can air it for free. We would love to be on the station doing what I try to do every day at bradblog.com, which is bring attention to news that matters that the media is too often ignoring. And the Green News Report, we do that a couple times a week, 6 minutes a day, and it's a fun report, don't you think, Des?
I think so.
Well, of course you do.
I enjoy it.
You're the managing editor.
Yes.
You better think so. And well, let's give let's give listeners a chance to decide if they like it as well. We're going to play today's Green News Report. Sit back and give it a listen. Then we're going to be joined by Bob Kincaid to talk about one of the stories in the report today about mountaintop removal going on in West Virginia and the protests that are going on out there. We're also going to be joined by Lorella Scarborough, I believe, one of the protesters who I think she was arrested. We'll find out she was arrested. You don't have to nod. Your mic
is on. Oh,
yeah,
you're right. Yeah. She was arrested.
There you go.
She was.
Remember how that works? Okay. They're gonna join us. We're also going to take your calls on green issues and, you know what, any other damn thing you want to talk about. 877-520-1150. 877-520-1150. Fire off that Green News Report, Tony. It's Thursday, June 25, 2009.
Daryl Hannah arrested. No, she wasn't drunk. Floor fight pending over climate change. Plus, the Supreme Court kills a lake.
Yay, that's what we pay them for. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this is your Green News Report.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise. Put up a fucking line.
All right, Desi, it's another big green day. What do you have for us?
Well, the sweeping Waxman-Markey Climate and Energy Bill is headed to the floor of the U.S. House Friday. Formerly known as the American Clean Energy and Security Act, the bill is the first attempt to control the nation's emissions to reduce the future impacts of global warming with the implementation of a cap-and-trade system and with funding and incentives for clean energy, efficiency, and infrastructure.
Now, the fight has been going on for weeks over this bill in committee. Among the Democrats at first, and then the Republicans were added in, is there anything left now to this bill now that it's made its way to the floor of the House?
There's plenty left that makes some environmental groups happy, some very unhappy. Representative Connell Peterson, Democrat of Minnesota and chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, was granted extensive concessions to benefit the agriculture industry, including a key provision that gives control over agriculture offsets to the Department of Agriculture rather than the EPA that has traditionally ruled over this.
What are agriculture offsets?
Those are the carbon offsets and carbon allowances that would go to farmers that would give them extra money for sequestering carbon in their crops. Also changes the renewable energy standards so that indirect land use changes in foreign countries when people clear forest in order to grow biofuel crops, that will no longer be included in this bill.
So as part of the cap and trade program they're putting in place, it gives an advantage, essentially, to farmers, to agriculture.
And to the big agriculture industry.
Big ag.
Yes. A majority of environmental groups do support the bill, citing the importance of establishing a framework for emissions now. The League of Conservation Voters, a conservative group, announced that it will withhold its coveted endorsement from any member who votes against the bill.
Of course they will.
Two-thirds of Americans think the federal government should regulate greenhouse gas emissions, according to a new Washington Post ABC poll out this morning, but that level drops to 52% when it comes to a cap-and-trade carbon allowance system. Even after concessions for both Republicans and conservative Democrats, the vote on Friday may be close, so contact your representative in the House and let them know what you want them to do.
We've got an easy link to your representative. If you go to bradblog.com, scroll down on the right side of the page, all the way at the bottom, there's a link. You put in your zip code, and it'll tell you who your representatives are and make it easy to contact them.
An actress was arrested for something other than public intoxication when Daryl Hannah and Dr. James Hansen, the chief climate scientist for NASA, were arrested this week at a protest against coal giant Massey Energy, the largest company that utilizes the controversial destructive mining technique known as mountaintop removal. Over 30 people were arrested in the peaceful protest for blocking a road, including 94-year-old former West Virginia Congressman Democrat Ken Heckler.
Oh, my God. We're going to have, by the way, Bob Kincaid, who was out there covering those protests. He'll be with us tonight on the Mike Malloy Show, which I will be guest hosting, and you will be joining me, and we'll get more details on that mountaintop removal and those protests from those great patriots. Thank you, guys. Tonight, check out MikeMalloy.com for more.
The protest was at an elementary school in West Virginia, which sits only 300 feet from a coal slurry impoundment owned by a subsidiary of Massey Energy. The impoundment is held back by an earthen dam of the same type that failed in Tennessee back in December, inundating 300 acres in minutes with billion gallons of toxic sludge. Now, if the impoundment at the elementary school should fail, there will not be enough time to evacuate the school children.
Unbelievable. That toxic spill in December wiped out a lot of homes, didn't it, as
yes,
well?
Yes, it did. 27
yeah.
homes.
Yeah.
The Department of Energy has begun dispensing money from a $25 billion advanced technology loan fund for automakers to, quote, create thousands of green jobs while helping reduce the nation's dangerous dependence on foreign oil. About $8 billion in federal loans will go to Ford, Nissan, and Tesla Motors, an electric car maker, with Ford receiving the bulk of the research funding. These are loans, mind you, that must be paid back. Ford is the largest beneficiary with almost $6 billion. Nissan gets about $1.5 billion, and Tesla Motors only gets less than $500
million. And these are the guys making the all-electric car, Tesla.
Yes, it is. They make a sports car.
Well, let's not give them much money then.
The announcement comes in the same week that researchers at the University of Michigan released the results of a study that show there was a concerted effort by company officials at the big three U.S. automakers to discount the results of consumer research when making their planning decisions. The main author of the report said the decline of American auto manufacturing began with the popularity of fuel-efficient cars from Japan, which the American companies knew through their own consumer research. He also said, and you'll appreciate this, that, quote, the reaction to fuel prices was way beyond what anybody could have predicted.
Who could have foreseen it?
A co-author said that, quote, if GM had followed its own research, it would likely not be in Chapter 11 today. And the U.S. Supreme Court ruled this week to allow a mining company to dump their toxic waste into a lake, even with the full knowledge that to do so will kill off all life in the lake. In a 6-3 vote, the court said a federal appeals court wrongly blocked an Army Corps of Engineer permit for a gold mining company, Coeur Alaska Inc., to dump their nearly 5 million tons of mine waste, even though the mining company, environmental groups, and the Supreme Court are all aware the waste will literally extinguish all life in the lake. Alaska Governor Sarah Palin called the ruling great news for Alaska. Environmental groups said the decision could undermine the EPA's ability to protect the nation's waterways from toxic mining waste.
Heck of a job, Supreme Court. Read about that and much more at our website, greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. Yeah. There you go. That has been your Green News Report. Nicely done, Des.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And by the way, I should mention Green 960 up in San Francisco. Our friends up there, John Scott. We started doing the Green News Report the first time when we were sitting in for John Scott up on Green 960. They are, of course, a Green News Report affiliate. And we are delighted to be on their station. I understand live tonight that Randy Rhodes, she preempted us last night. All right, when we come back, we're going to speak with Bob Kincaid, who is out there in West Virginia. He's the host of Head On Radio. Actually, before we go, let me play this real quick. I got 40 seconds on here. This is how the Republicans are fighting against, what is this, energy?
The Waxman-Markey Climate and Energy Legislation.
Right, and here's their new video. This will do it. This will end it.
Democrats are determined to pass cap-and-trade legislation.
Oh, no!
Even if it makes power unaffordable for all of us.
That's a lie.
Nobody in this country realizes that cap-and-trade is a tax.
John Dingell, Democrat.
Whose wife works for GM.
Yeah, and the lights are going out in the commercial now.
Thanks, Mr. President. Thanks, Mr. President.
Yeah. Thanks, Mr. President.
Thanks, Mr. President.
Don't let Democrats tax your lights out.
Yeah.
Tell them no to cap and trade.
Thanks, Democrats.
Yeah. Thanks, Democrats. Hey, by the way, Republicans, thanks, idiots, for misrepresenting what's going on. Thanks for running us into the ground with your crappy coal companies, your energy companies, your car companies. Stop me, Dez. Am I good? Don't lean back. Don't what? Supporting, you know, this has gotten us into this mess. These crappy cars, this global warming. Am I blaming the wrong person here, Des?
Well, I think that you could say that many people have lots of responsibility to could be spread across all of America. But yes, in this specific case, in this
particular,
are you running
for office?
In this particular commercial, too, they are misrepresenting, you know, what the actual cost will be for Americans. They continue to misrepresent studies that say that it's going to cost a lot of money. But we'll get to that.
We will.
Yes.
We will get to that right after this break when we're also going to be joined by Bob Kincaid to talk about mountaintop removal and the protests that are going on out there. We talked about during the story, Daryl Hannah arrested and a whole bunch of other folks. One of those folks who was arrested will be joining us as well, I think, coming up right after this on The Molloy Show.
Gold finger. He's the man.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some.
All right, welcome back to the Mike Molloy program. Brad in for Mike all week long. We're joined now, of course, my lovely co-host, Desi Doyen, is co-host of Green News Report, is joining me for this hour. We're going to take your calls in a little bit, 877-520-1150 on green stuff or anything you want to talk about if we can get it in. Joined by Bob Kincaid of Head On Radio. He attended the House congressional hearings today on Mountaintop. Was that today, Bob?
It was indeed, Brad. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. He's also the president of the board of directors for Coal River Mountain Watch, a grassroots organization dedicated to ending mountaintop removal and rebuilding sustainable communities. And, of course, folks who listen on the MikeMolloy.com stream can hear today's broadcast from earlier of Bob Kincaid Show right after the Molloy Show tonight. Welcome to the show, Bob. How'd those hearings go in the House today?
It was really, really exciting, Brad. For the first time in a generation, Congress is actually beginning to take a serious look at what's being done to Appalachia. And I can't say clearly enough how important it is that these things are taking place. The hearing today on S-696, the Appalachian Restoration Act, it was chaired by Senator Ben Cardin, Democrat of Maryland, and the co-sponsor of the bill is also Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, and they were both present for the hearing, and even James Inhofe of Oklahoma.
Oh, brother.
Showed up to, yeah, one of our favorites.
Yeah. Who calls global warming, he believes global warming is a hoax.
Inhofe,
right. Okay, he showed up, good.
showed up to sort of do his master's bidding and read something into the record.
Uh-huh. And so, but the Democrats seem to be taking this seriously? Because I'm concerned Barack Obama has been allowing a lot more of this mountaintop removal. And for folks who don't know, it's essentially blowing off the top of mountains. They've removed, mountaintop removal has flattened more than 500,000 acres in West Virginia and other states as well. Permanently buried some 2,000 miles of streams all to get at the coal. Is that right, Bob? Do I have that generally correct?
Yes, it is. 500 mountains, thousands, in excess of 1,000 miles of headwater streams. And headwater streams are the little capillary streams that feed all of the rivers of the eastern seaboard. 3 million pounds of high explosives are used on West Virginia alone every day. That works out to roughly a Hiroshima every 7 days or so.
And this doesn't return, does it? I mean, even when they clear cut a forest, eventually it will return. We're talking about it becomes, I think you've described it as a moonscape after they've blown it up, correct?
Correct. There's no way to return this to anything approaching a natural state. There are things that grow. The Appalachian, the forests of Appalachia are among the oldest and most the largest contiguous deciduous hardwood forest in the world, and we wipe out massive numbers of species when mountaintop removal is performed, and it doesn't grow back. It can't come back. The ginseng's gone. The wildlife's gone. The ramps are gone. The slippery elm is gone, and it's replaced by non-native grasses that literally grow. Well, they turn our mountains into giant chia pets. That's all that will grow there.
I got to get to a break here. Stick around with me, Bob. Is Lorella Scarborough with you?
She is indeed.
All right. I'd like to talk to her. She recently got arrested out at these protests that are getting increasingly heated, as far as I can tell. Stick around. Brad Friedman here with Desi Doyen in the studio. Bob Kincaid in D.C. and Lorelei Scarborough is going to join us in a moment. There we go. That's for West Virginia. Uh-oh, we lost it? Okay. Play us out of here, Tony. The hell with those coal companies anyway. They can buy their own damn commercials. All right, Brad Friedman in for Malloy. Stick around. Much more ahead.
Like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind.
No, that's not the. They're not the sponsor. Here's the sponsor for this hour. Here we go. Here you go.
Gonna take you on a ride. Gonna take you to the city,
yeah.
To the shore and country.
Gonna take you on a ride. That's for sure.
Your power and your pride.
Uh-huh.
West Virginia coal, you're on your way.
These guys have a lot of money to produce songs, don't they? And this is a new song, too, by the way. This isn't an old-timey song. Yeah. They just put this out. I think it was a month or so ago, wasn't it? They got 7 different versions of it. I mean, when I hear music like this, I want to dig crap in the ground and get lung poisoning from it. I mean, that's what's... They're in. Here you go. It's a big finish. Got that, Bob Kincaid? Coal is West Virginia. Okay, no, that's it. There we go. See, I started to play again. Did you get that, Bob? Coal is West Virginia. So why are you complaining about that, my friend?
Well, you know, we put it on our cornflakes.
I bet you do. Bob Kincaid from the Head On Radio Network, the host of Head On with Bob Kincaid, but also a tremendous activist out there in West Virginia trying to stop this mountaintop removal. I want to speak with you're there with one of the protesters, but very quickly, Barack Obama has not been doing a lot to stop this practice of blowing the tops off of mountains to get at the coal, has he, Bob?
In short, Brad, he is a disappointment on this. There was some talk done during the campaign, things like, I believe there has to be a better way to mine coal than blowing the tops off our mountains, but he didn't quite get around to saying what that better way was. And the fact of the matter is, there is no such thing as responsible mountaintop removal.
Yeah, and
it's oxymoronic and self-contradictory.
And wouldn't it be nice if he came out and corrected the record that the coal companies are using, where he's during the campaign where he was talking about clean coal technology? Wouldn't it be nice if he came out and said, "Well, it would be nice to have clean coal technology, but it doesn't exist," and tell them, "Please stop using that to promote the coal industry."
Well, exactly. I mean, I'd like to have fat-free lard and purple polka-dotted unicorns, too. But they don't, they're not real either.
Yeah, well, they're going to use that in your campaign commercial now, Bob. Let me speak, or maybe you can set this up for me. Lorella Scarborough, I know that she was arrested on Tuesday, along with James Hansen and actress Daryl Hannah, at the protests at the Marsh Fork Elementary School in Raleigh County in West Virginia. We talked a little bit about it on the Green News Report, but what were they protesting there, and why did it lead to these arrests, Bob?
Well, it was part of a week of actions, Brad, trying to focus the attention of the nation on the absolute necessity of ending mountaintop removal.
Yeah.
Because insofar as it's not, you know, this is not a local issue. This is not a statewide issue. This isn't a regional issue. This is a national issue. Anybody listening to the program tonight, for instance, can go to ilovemountains.org and input their zip code, and it will tell you what your connection to mountaintop removal is. And you'd be surprised the number of people who have a connection to it. It happens at our light switches.
How many states is this done in? Is this only in West Virginia, or is it states around the country, Bob?
No, it's primarily West Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, Virginia, and there's some surface mining in Tennessee, but it goes all the way to China, Brad.
Let's put.
You believe in some of it now.
Delicious, thank you. Let's talk to Lorella Scarborough here for a minute. She's from the Coal River Mountain Watch, where you can get more information at crmw.net. Lorella is the granddaughter, daughter, and widow of West Virginia coal miners, the home in which she was built by her late husband, who passed away due to black lung. He was an underground coal miner for 35 years. Lorella, thanks for what you're doing out there now to make noise. How are you dealing with folks in your community who may not agree with you, realizing that I think it's 3% of all jobs in West Virginia come from mountaintop removal? Are you getting a lot of heat from the neighbors?
Well, what's happened is things are really heating up in the coal fields. What's happening down here is we're basically in the midst of a civil war. This is turning neighbor against neighbor. And what happened this past week, we had a rally, and a lot of our neighbors and a lot of coal miners who are not even from the area showed up in order to protest the protesters. And they were very violent. They were very angry. They were very belligerent. They spat on us. They called us names. And it's become a very, very dangerous place to be now if you take a stand against mountaintop removal. One of the things that they don't seem to understand is we are not taking a stand against coal. We are taking a stand against mountaintop removal and against coal as an energy source. We believe that we need to start transitioning to renewable energies and transition from coal as an energy source. And we also believe that we can continue to do responsible, traditional, underground room and pillar coal mining.
And so you would be okay. It's not coal itself. It's blowing off the tops of these mountains. If they were doing it responsibly and mining the old-fashioned way, you would be okay with that, Lorella?
I am okay with, well, let me say first of all that I would prefer that we never, never, ever send another person underground to mine coal, to breathe in coal dust and to die of black lung. I watched my husband die a very long, slow, and agonizing death of black lung, and it's a given when we send the people that we love underground, if they live long enough, that's the end for them, that we know that, and they know that they're going to die from black lung. So let me say that I would prefer that that never, never, ever have to happen again. But the economic base for the state of West Virginia, the economy is based on coal, and our politicians refuse to allow any type of job diversity in the coal fields, and therefore what's happened is we have become dependent on coal. Now we need to start transitioning from that. But I can deal with responsible underground room and pillar coal mining. There's about a list of about 200 things that we actually need coal for, from building wind turbines to skyscrapers.
Mm-hmm.
But we certainly, given the technology that we have today, we certainly don't need coal as an energy source any longer.
Well, I should add 7% of all coal production in the U.S. comes from mountaintop removal. So if you don't want folks going down there to get it, and you'll have to educate me because I don't know how it works. If you don't want people going down there to get it, you don't want to blow off the mountaintops, how do you get at the coal?
Well, I think it is necessary. I think it is necessary if we're going to have coal for it to be gotten by going underground, traditional underground room and pillar coal mining like my husband did for 35 years. I would prefer that we never have to do that, but like I said, that is a necessity,
right,
in the state of West Virginia. We live in mono economy here, and that are the only good paying jobs at this point. And we count on our politicians. They need to start offering some type of job diversity. I am in support of traditional underground room and pillar coal mining. It just would be my heart's desire that we would never have to do that, but it seems that that's a necessary evil at this point.
Until we find alternative energy and ways that we don't have to rely on coal. The Marsh,
yeah,
Fork Elementary School protest. Tell me about that. What was that about? What were you guys directly protesting? Was it the mountaintop removal or the coal slurry sludge ponds?
What we are 100% against, and what we're 100% committed in ending is mountaintop removal.
Mm-hmm.
It is not necessary to do mountaintop removal in order to access the coal. Mountaintop removal exists only because there's a greater profit margin for the coal company, and so they destroy the mountains, they destroy our water, they destroy our air, they destroy everything around us, so they can have a greater profit margin. We are also standing against the 2.8 billion gallon toxic sludge dam that sits high above the Marsh Fork Elementary School, and that school has about 200 kids in there. Now you need to understand that these are pre-K through fifth grade kids. We've got four-year-olds in this school, and they're sitting in the direct line of a leaking toxic sludge dam.
Is it leaking?
And it's just it has what's called control drainage.
Okay.
And if you can imagine that. And so it's just a matter of time. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 200 kids directly in the path of that. That sits 400 yards up on the hill above an elementary school.
Lorella Scarborough is a community organizer with Coal River Wind Project. You can get more information on that at coalriverwind.org. And I know those protests are heating up out there. And, well, thank you for getting arrested, Lorella. I'm sorry you had to go through that. The protests are going to continue. And is that the...
They certainly are.
Where's the best way that people can help out, help you guys out? Coalriverwind.org?
You can go to coalriverwind.org, or you can access the Coal River Mountain Watch website. That's coalriver@crmw.net. What's happened on Tuesday is, as a result of 30 people being arrested, we've accumulated about $15,000 worth of funds just on that particular day. Now, this is the second time that I've been arrested this year for nonviolent civil disobedience. And there are And I've never been arrested before in my life. I'm 53 years old, and I'm a mother of four and a grandmother of one, and I've never been arrested in my life. But it's gotten to the point in the Coal River Valley to where we feel as though it's the line in the sand. You know, we've gotten to the point to where we have to ask ourselves, you know, just exactly what are we willing to do in order to try to make a difference. And one of the best things that we're doing is we're trying to raise national awareness, and we certainly appreciate you helping us out with that.
Thank you. I appreciate what you're doing, Lorella Scarborough. Thank you very much. Put Bob Kincaid real quickly back on the phone there. I'll finish up with him.
Brent.
You bet. Thank you. Hey, Bob, I was watching some of these startling videos, frankly, at mountainaction.org. It's getting hot out there. Are the media covering this appropriately, at least locally, Bob Kincaid?
No, they're covering it inappropriately locally, Brad.
In what way? Very quick, because I got to get to a break.
Yeah, to one degree or another, almost all media outlets in West Virginia are owned in whole or in part by some interest in coal. As a consequence, anything they report will be skewed in that direction.
I understand. Boy, we got to get the word out about this nationally. Bob, thanks for all you're doing. I know you're continuing to follow this story. HeadOnRadioNetwork.com, where you can tune into Head On with Bob Kincaid. You'll be following this. You're on this story. Thanks for making noise out there, and thanks for allowing me to help.
Oh, Brad, thanks so much for having us on, and you've done a great job all week long filling in for Mike.
I appreciate that, my friend. Bob Kincaid from Head On Radio. You'll be able to listen to his entire program if you're listening on the MikeMalloy.com stream after we finish up here, which we will be doing soon. We have a time for a call or two if you want to try to get in. 877-520-1150. Whatever the hell's on your mind, the first three callers, I'll try to get to all of them. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy with Desi. You're quiet tonight, Des.
Yes.
Why are you so quiet?
Yes, I am. Well, no, I thought that they were telling the story quite well. I mean, they're the ones that are living it. They're the ones that know.
Yeah, they are. But we need to make that bang that drum louder to get the story out. It's pretty incredible. All right, Brad in for Malloy. One more segment. 877-520-1150. Few minutes of the Mike Malloy Show on a very sad day. Michael Jackson passed away today at the age of 50, as did Farrah Fawcett at the age of 62. Out here, both of them out here in Los Angeles. All right, final few minutes here. I'm going to try to rip through the phone lines, get through as many folks as I can here. So keep your questions quick, and we'll try to make our answers quicker. Meg, calling from Memphis, Tennessee. Welcome to the Malloy Show, Meg.
Hello. I just want to say about the mountaintop mining. I saw first became aware of it in a documentary I saw called Raising Appalachia.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Raising, R-A-Z-I-N-G, Appalachia.
Gotcha.
I think it explains the situation really well. Also, anybody who isn't familiar with this can just go on Google Earth and
yep.
look.
Ah.
And you can see big white scars in the mountains, and that's what it is.
Great point, Meg. Thanks for raising Appalachia, and we're not talking about hiking the Appalachia Trail like some of those governors out there. Appreciate the call. Thanks for making noise,
all right,
Meg.
Thanks.
All right, let's get down to Tom in Atlanta, Georgia. What's up, Tom?
Hey, I'm real psyched. I'm going to see Bill Maher tomorrow in Atlanta, believe it or not.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but I had two quick points about Michael Jackson. I'm 47, and some of the things he did with the Jackson 5 were just stupendous. I'm very heavy-hearted tonight. I was wondering two things. Do you know who's going to get the rights to the Beatles music now?
I don't know that. Whoever inherits his estate.
I still own them.
Yeah, I think he did, but I think he also had a lot of debt, so I suspect those are going to be sold off, and Paul McCartney might want them back.
Buy them. Yeah. Can I ask you one more thing real quick?
Quickly.
About the governor of South Carolina.
Yeah.
If a soldier did that, they would have went AWOL. So can he have any criminal charges placed against him?
I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I understand he was supposed to be away for 10 days, not just 7. So no criminal charges. Being governor is a lot easier than being a soldier. Thanks, Tom, for that call.
Doing a great job. Thanks, man.
Thanks, my friend. All right, let's see. Did I get 3? Line 3. Here we go. Aaron in Pasadena. What's up, Aaron?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was going to come on.
You were on hold for the show. What do you expect?
Okay. Well, I didn't know that, sir. Right. I just wanted to say that I think you really sound very informed, and I'd like to know if there's a chance that we can get you on the radio on a regular basis.
Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate that. Call your radio station, make noise, raise hell, tell them you want some more Brad. I'll be happy to be there. Tell them to pick up the Green News Report, greennews.bradblog.com. You could have me on a few times a week, at least that way, and it's free. And, otherwise, yeah, tell them you want Brad, and I'll come in and guest host on your local station.
Brad?
Yeah.
You know, the problem is I don't have access to the Internet. I'm not able to do that. But, and my radio station doesn't seem to answer the phone.
Who's your radio station? Who are you listening to?
KTLK.
K-Talk out here in Los Angeles, huh?
Yeah.
All right, well.
That's the number that I'm calling, which is their usual number for reaching them.
All right. Well, thanks for the thoughts, the kind words. And, yeah, sure. Send them some email. Maybe they'll pay attention. I appreciate the call. I got to get to the other ones.
All right.
Aaron. Thanks,
Take
brother.
Care. Bye.
Bye. Who are we getting to? Alan. Alan in Miami. I got 30 seconds at most for you.
I think we're all sick of watching how the media distorts everything that goes on. They won't cover the mountaintop removal. They won't cover single-payer health care. You can't. They didn't cover the stealing of the election in 2004. And we have both parties supporting this consolidation of the media. We got to do something serious.
Hey, Alan, we are covering it. We are the media. You are the media. Keep calling those radio shows, making noise, make them tell the truth, make them talk about what's important. All right? Thanks, Alan. I appreciate the call. All right, and our last caller, AC in St. Pete, Florida. You got 15 seconds.
Answer this question, because the FBI lady's not on now.
Quick.
What would you attribute the bond or the glue that holds 9/11 together if it wasn't true that it was a conspiracy? Fraternal, secret societies, or what do you attribute the bond?
I'm not going to answer it because I only got 5 seconds, and that wouldn't do it justice. We'll pick it up again tomorrow. Thanks to Tony, Desi, Ben Birch, Miranda, Agent 99, and, of course, the Malloys back tomorrow. With one more night of the Malloy program. We'll see you then.